Following investigations regarding allegations of a Métis student falling victim of violent hate crimes at St. Timothy School on September 25, the Calgary Catholic School District, CCSD, shared their results of their investigation that outlined a very different perspective on the incident than was reported in the media last week. A press release sent out by the Reconciliation Action Group, RAG, alleged that a Métis Nation of Alberta student at St. Timothy was the target of a life-threatening attack by a group of teenage males, which the RAG group attributed to the activism of the student's mother. In a statement provided by the CCSD, it outlined the results of its own internal investigation. The Calgary Catholic School District, CCSD, has concluded their investigation into this incident, the statement reads. Multiple individuals who were present that day were questioned, resulting in a far different version of events than the one portrayed by the family. Our truth was based upon multiple witnesses, not a single source. The mother of this student is also a member of the Reconciliation Action Group, RAG. It goes on to read, and we are saddened to see the spread of incorrect information, which has been very hurtful to all involved. We are grateful for our hard-working administrators who have dealt with this matter. Cochrane RCMP is investigating. No charges have been laid at this point. CCSD staff, including those at St. Timothy Junior Senior High School, support all First Nation, Métis, and Inuit peoples. According to a representative from the RCMP, the allegation of assault is still under investigation by the Cochrane RCMP, with no final decision made in the case. Satu Dean and founder of RAG, Michelle Robinson, shared her thoughts on the findings by the CCSD. I don't think I read it, so I wouldn't know, Robinson said. As far as I understand, the family is trying to work within the legal profession. The RCMP have apparently been very helpful, but the Catholic Board, their statements have been not factual and some of the reporting that we've seen has been not factual. In discussing the results of the CCSD's investigation with the Eagle, Robinson provided the following statement. What I will say is I'm not surprised to see settler colonial witnesses side with settler colonialism and to have their anti-Indigenous biases determine the outcome of the investigation, Robinson said. Overall, Robinson said she hoped to see substantial changes to the school district's anti-bullying policy. I would say I would love to see anti-bullying policies that are substantial that actually help the victim, Robinson added. We have never seen that to this moment, and I'm happy to be on the record for that too.